Hi, I'm Tom Newell. Welcome to Family Sports Life Today. We're bringing together parents, coaches, and athletes to talk about having a better sports experience, better family connections, and a better sports life for our kids.
And I'm Coach Guy Perry, and whether we're talking about elementary, middle school, or high school sports, whether you're an experienced coach or just getting involved with your kids' team, Family Sports Life Today is the place to talk about sports and learn. I'd like to welcome Todd Kozinka, president of Planet Hoops. Now, he's a Northwest visitor from Victoria, B.C. Todd has an interesting background in digital technology and will share with us his unique business and application for coaches, parents, and players. So, Todd, to start off with, I just wanted to let you know I talked to Coach Tavani this morning, and he said that you guys have been in communication, so he said to send his best.
Whoa. Coach Tavani, what, is he an Italian chef? Who's
no,
Coach Tavani?
It's my high school basketball coach from like 33 years ago.
So everybody out there knows who Coach Tavani is?
You guys have this thing going on
about a coach? How's Jay supposed to know? Jay's looking at me like, who's Coach Tavani?
Okay, but Todd and Coach Tavani met each other down in Australia. What, 1995, something like that, Todd?
Well, the segue is that Coach Tavani is a user of DV Coach.
Okay.
Well, that just segues into us asking you to tell us about Planet Hoops and Digital Video Coach. Can you do that for us?
Sure. Well, basically, what we have is a digital video editing system that coaches can use to break down video for pregame, scouting, postgame analysis. And the basic premise is going to save you a lot of time. And I don't know if a lot of high school coaches can afford a product like this, but that's what we're trying to do, is make a product that is a very high-quality product and can be used at the pro level, but can also be used for the high schools, because basically what they do is, I know a lot of coaches don't even use video, or at least in Canada, they don't spend enough time. They don't get paid at all in Canada to coach. And so they don't have enough time to spend in preparation with video, let alone using digital video. But I know a lot of the down here in the States, the coaches do use this type of product, they don't use this type of product, but they use regular VHS tapes or DVDs, and they have to go through everything by hand and mark time codes and say, okay, I want to show my guys this, and so they got to fast forward or rewind, and it takes forever to do it. You know, it might take them 3 or 4 hours to go through a game. And with our product, basically what you do is you can import the digital video and log events or statistics and recall them just at a, you know, basically a press of the button. So, you know, it just saves you basically a ton of time, and coaches' time at any level is at a premium. So that's what we're trying to offer, is we're trying to offer to the market of small colleges and high schools a digital video editing product where they can become better coaches, and so it'll help them with player development individually as well as with team development through the season and postseason as well.
That's great. That sounds like a technology and an opportunity for parents and coaches to work together on putting together a scout tape that they may want to send to a Division I, Division II, or Division III school, and NAIA as well, to feature some of the skills that their son or daughter may have. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself, Todd, and how you got into basketball and currently the technology that you're representing?
Sure. Kind of probably a long story, like anybody. I don't know.
Well, you got to make it short, because
we got to make it short. But
yeah.
Back in 1962, I fell in love with basketball the first time I ever went to a game. I think the first game I ever went to was a Harlem Globetrotters game when I was a kid, and I thought, this is really amazing. And then, luckily, I was at a private school, and in grade four is when I started playing. And I was just an average player, but I just kept working. And when I went to high school, same thing. You know, I happened to be a little bit tall for my age, and I just loved the aggressiveness of it. So, I worked really hard and kept going to basketball camps and practiced on my own, and and became a pretty good player, and was a first team all-star in my province in BC. And then I went to university. I played basketball at SFU, which is Simon Fraser University, and played for 4 years there and had great experiences traveling the world. We ended up going to Hawaii, Alaska, New Zealand, Australia, Fiji, and so I gained a love of travel as well. And I just thought that let's try to combine basketball with traveling and see if I can make a living out of it. I was never good enough to play overseas. Now players from Canada, you know, can go over and use their grandparents' passport and play as Europeans. Back when I was playing, you know, I would have had to have played as an import. I just wasn't good enough. So I decided to get into coaching. So, you know, how I got into the technology side of things was when I was working, I went to Australia. We actually, you know, from when we played, we went there in 1986 and had a tour for about 2 weeks. And I had always wanted to go back. And so in 1995, I went back and started doing some youth basketball and doing a lot of coaching there, doing clinics and camps and going to elementary schools, doing the clinics outdoors with the little kids. It was really, really fun. And so I met one of the pro coaches there, Brian Gorgian, who's now the national team coach of Australia. And, eventually I got to be his video coach. And, you know, they were using just regular tape-to-tape editing. And I kind of introduced him to the digital product or the concept of digital technology. And eventually he did, with the team, they did purchase DV Coach. And so they're DV Coach users. And this is before I was involved with it. And when I came back to Canada, I had always wanted to bring DV Coach to try to sell it in North America. And they weren't really ready down there to release it and have it in North America. They just were promoting it in Australia. But in 5 years, 6 years later, that's where we are now. And I've got the distributorship for North America, and we're just trying to promote it with as many different high schools and colleges that we can. And I think it's a great product. And you saw it the other night, Tom and Guy. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty amazing. So
that's it. That kind of segues into my next question. Can anyone send VHS tapes into you or a DVD copy of a game and, for you to break down and then you produce it into an ESPY award-winning production?
Of course, ESPY, we always want to get an ESPY. Anybody can send a tape, absolutely. Obviously, they'd have to contact us first so we can discuss what they wanted, but it is time-consuming. Depending on the customer wants, but VHS is that can be done. The ideal format would be a mini DV tape. DVDs have to be kind of reconverted or recaptured. Mm-hmm. Because it's a different file format. But absolutely, we can take pretty much anything and put it together and make a really nice highlight video showing your strengths and weaknesses, because I know we talked about that before, is the coaches that will be seeing these things want to see strengths and weaknesses. They don't want to just see the best plays because they know that, that's unrealistic. And they also don't want to see, just a full game tape. They don't have time to watch, a two-hour game.
Right.
So but with our technology and all the tools that we have, we can, put together a really nice package with graphics and, not too slick, so it looks like we can make it slick if you want, but, we want to keep it simple, make it good, and, that make sure the customer's happy with the final product. And nowadays, with the scholarships that are available, if you don't promote yourself, sometimes if you're a really, really, really good player, you're going to get noticed, but if you're an average to, pretty good player that still has a potential to get scholarship, you might never get noticed. Yeah, unless you market yourself. And
that's a good point.
A really good example there is Steve Nash. He's a two-time MVP.
Steve who?
He was never recruited. He was hardly... I think Ernie Woods was telling me that he tried to walk on at Washington with Bob Bender, and they didn't want him to... They wouldn't give him that opportunity. And he had to send out tons and tons of letters and grainy videotapes for anyone to even take notice. And I don't know if you know the story with that, but they had a coach from Santa Clara at the BC tournament watching him play. And they said, the coach was looking around, is anybody else here watching him? Does anybody see this? And so, you know, that's, to make a long story short, Steve Nash got the scholarship at Santa Clara, but he still had to market himself.
Sure.
And, but, you know, and sure. And you just never know.
Where were you when I needed a Steven Spielberg-type producer when I was younger, man? I'm telling you, if I had you producing what you're talking about, I didn't have many highlights, okay? My coach in high school used to say I was a low light.
Yeah, we can do low light tapes too.
Can you? Because I was the only left-hander on the team, and he wouldn't allow me to shoot except in warm-ups. Now, what about other sports? You know, do you also do profiles and productions of soccer, et cetera?
Absolutely. One of my clients is the Victoria Rebels junior football team. I did all their filming last year, and I did a season-ending highlight tape for them. But any sport, you know, sports are pretty easy to do if you grew up with sports, and if you're working with one sport, it's pretty easy to understand what looks good in a highlight tape. I've even done a BMX bike racing video.
Volleyball, baseball, softball, gymnastics, and things like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything. Yeah.
That's great.
Anything. And one of the things with DV Coach is, I mean, we don't have, if a coach is out there listening, I mean, our system right now is set, you know, where we're talking about DV Coach, there's a difference with, you know, if I'm going to be doing an editing highlight package, I don't need to use DV Coach for all of the editing, but for certain sports, it will help. You know, if you're a gymnastics or a volleyball coach, we don't have DV Coach for gymnastics or volleyball or football right now. We have it for soccer and ice hockey and rugby and basketball.
Okay.
But in terms of editing a highlight package, absolutely any sport.
Hold up. You said hockey. Does that have air in that piece of equipment? Is there air in the puck? I mean, I've never been to a hockey game. I've always wondered.
It's pretty hard air. It's heavy air.
I see.
Yeah. It's almost like rubber. It's almost like it feels like frozen rubber.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's good. I appreciate you enlightening me on that that activity. I was never sure about it. I've never been to a hockey game.
Hey, Todd. Speaking of, I just want to touch a little bit on the technology aspect of this.
Sure.
And how it benefits preparation and evaluation of, a first or second half or a total game. When we were talking the other night, you were mentioning that you can sync it up with the text play-by-play if they've got that kind of system already in place, correct? Mm-hmm. Sync it up to DV Coach.
Absolutely. Are you talking about cyber sports?
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And
if we want to use that, yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that's unique about DV Coach is that a lot of these systems, you have to log the game. The video comes into the system, and you can log the game live or you know, after the game, the video's in, and you watch the video on your computer, and then you press a button and mark an event. One of the things that's really unique is with our system, we have an affiliation with Cybersports, which is the incredible statistical tool that captures stats live at the game. And what we can do is import a Cybersports file directly into DV Coach post-game. So you'll have all your assists, all your points, all the, you know, any statistic that was captured can be imported into the system. And then what we do is we have a utility that or a module that links video to those stats, and it will generate the time codes that match up to the statistics. So it saves you the time of having to actually go through and mark every shot, every assist, every rebound. It's already done for you. So that's one of the huge advantages in terms of time savings. The only thing a coach might want to have to do is just go through and mark offensive or defensive situations, side ball, end ball situations.
Right.
But in terms of stats, you know, if you're scouting an individual player or you're doing an analysis, you've got every stat in there. You just press a button. You want to watch Joe Smith's two-pointers for the whole game, or all his three-point misses for the third quarter. You just press the button, everything comes up, it's matched with the video, and then you can watch it. And you can imagine how much time that would save a coach.
So you could take Canada's favorite son, Steve Nash, and call up his assists and turnovers and view every one of those. And then you told me the other night that you can sync it up like 5 seconds ahead of time so you can see what led to that particular event. Is that correct?
You have an option to have a pre-play or a post-play for any statistic. Each one can be different. But you can have also a general pre-play and post-play of, you know, 5 seconds, 10, 12, whatever you want before that event, or, you know, 5, 10, 15 seconds after any event or statistic.
Right. So
it's really flexible.
If Steve Nash in high school was able to put together something like this, and he sent out something, you know, that showed, that demonstrated his intuitive feel for the angles of the game with his passing and his ball handling, you could put together just an awesome scout tape for him, couldn't you?
Awesome. Yeah. Very easy to do, and it would be something that, you know, if you look back at on his career, he could have probably played for a higher Division I school. But, I mean, if you look at it, it doesn't matter because he is where he is now, and maybe he wouldn't have got the playing time at a bigger school. And I know he wanted to play, but in terms of putting together something, absolutely, it's such a huge advantage. And you guys, being basketball experts, would know what college coaches look for in video when they're receiving it, because I'm sure they get tons of tapes, and some of the tapes and videos that they get are just not even watchable, and they don't even ever get looked at. They get thrown in the garbage, or because coaches are so busy. So, but if you've got something that looks really good and it's short, to the point, 15, 20 minutes, then you're going to have a much better chance.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, I've known a guy here for several years, and I've never seen him so animated and excited about your technology. I'm thinking that maybe he's going to put together his own highlight film through your company and see if he can get on another men's league team.
I'm going to have to use Photoshop, too.
I mean, he's all over the board here. Hey, Todd, give me an example of how I could enter into an agreement with your company. I'll use an example. I've got a son or daughter that is a junior in high school, and she's had letters, but, you know, they really haven't come to watch her play. There are a lot of other prospects out there, top prospects, but, you know, I think she's good. I think she can play at that level, but, you know, I'd like to get an assessment from a professional coach vis-a-vis intercollegiate coach at the D1 or D2 level. So give me an idea of what it takes to enter into an agreement with you and what the cost would be, U.S. dollars.
It's pretty simple. We get calls all the time. A lot of the people that do call us are university and college players, at least right now, trying to get jobs overseas, and they want to send us a video to go and you know, have put us get us to put a highlight package together for them so that they can get noticed and play pro basketball. The area that we're talking about today is an area that we're focusing more on. You know, the high school market, getting the high school kids prepared and getting them a nice video for college or university. And all people have to do is really just send us an email or check out our website to see some of the samples of the work that we've done. We've got lots of different areas on there where they can see video. But basically, yeah, they would contact us, and we would discuss what they wanted, because as we talked about yesterday, it depends on how much footage they have to begin with. It's kind of, we can't give like a blanket answer. It depends how much footage they have to begin with and how much they want to be finished with, because, you know, for every minute of finished footage, does take a lot of time. So, I mean, you're looking anywhere from, $250 to $500. And again, it depends how long.
And that would be equivalent to how many minutes?
Probably 10 to 15 to 20 minutes.
That's
again,
good.
It depends. Yeah.
That's not bad. That's a bargain, in fact.
Yeah, and some of the and again, like I said, we would discuss and beforehand what they wanted, how much tape they're going to send me, and what it, you know, if it was a DVD, it's going to cost more to convert it. But a mini DV tape is preferred method, but it depends how many graphics they want, what kind of, if they want, you know, any special effects in there. But yeah, that's kind of like a ballpark figure, and,
okay.
and I do think it's a fair price. I do think it's especially when, you know, you have some people paying $5,000 to play on these AAU teams, or, you know, they're paying outrageous amounts of money just to try to get noticed in other ways, where this way is, you know, this is your actual footage, this is you playing, this is no smoke and mirrors. We're just going to show your strengths and weaknesses and get you a nice highlight tape. And,
well, guys excited already. You got to see him across from me. It's unbelievable. He's like, it's only $250 to $500. Oh, man. Listen, Todd, thanks so much for being our featured guest today on FamilySportsLifeToday.com. If you wish to find out more information on Planet Hoops, please visit our page, or you can just enter www.planet-hoops.com. Well, good people, we have finished another segment for you to consider and share with your family, friends, coaches, and teammates. We thank you for taking the time out of your busy day whenever you visit our website, www.familysportslifetoday.com. Take care. Have a great day every day. Thank you. And remember, if you aspire, then you must have desire.